I don't know, I've been in a lot of different places in Canada, either stayed for like extended period of time or lived or visited. And like, I mean, not to be a downer, but I've never been in such an inaccessible place in my life, like even internationally.
Accessibilize Montreal aims to make Montreal a more accessible place, from the mindsets and interactions between Montrealers to the infrastructure that surrounds us. They also aim to challenge mainstream perceptions of disability and fight back against transit and systemic discrimination.
So basically, our group, Accessibilize Montreal, it started because we were experiencing barriers with like getting around the city. So using public transportation, for example. The metro system, it's difficult. There's only 4 stations that are wheelchair accessible. So anyways, we're just like facing all these barriers that could be in school, it could be transportation, and it could be discrimination at work. So Amy and some friends of us, we just decided, well, why don't we start a group?
We're into like lobbying the STM to make things more accessible. And then we also want to like collaborate with other groups such as Traplik, who are really cool, to try and like build the movement even more. And also, yeah, we want to break down like stereotypes about accessibility, disability, and even like just look at like the language that we use to talk about those things.
One of the main points that were raised during the workshop is the definition itself of accessibility.
For me, it has to deal more with like infrastructure and also accommodation for various needs that I may have. So what I mean by that is that, for example, when I'm working at my workplace, I need an attendant to go with me. So that means the company has to provide financial support for my attendant. So my attendant pretty much is like my hands, like he would help me to, I don't know, organize papers or to scribe letters for me and stuff like that.
So at the base of all of that, for me, it's like a, like compassion or like interest in other people. So like you can, like definitely we need like infrastructure and we need like, you know, for example, buses that have ramps on them. But behind that bus button, there has to be a driver that's willing to lower the ramp, you know what I mean? Like, I have a small anecdote from last night. Like, I was coming home from Concordia, and it was like around like 9:30, and I was just waiting for the bus. And then the bus came up, and I was walking with my cane last night, and so he opened the door, and I was like, hello. And I was being like super friendly, because I was like in a good mood. So I wasn't even being a bitch. And I was like, oh, so can you like lower the bus for me, please? Like, if it descends. And he was like, oh yeah. And he like rolled his eyes. And then I was like, actually, are you able to like come closer to the curb too? Cause like, it's kind of a big space to cross. And then under his breath, he said, oh, do you want me to take you by the hands too? But it wasn't like a, let me extend my hand to help you. It was like a sarcastic, what else do you want? Like, what else are you demanding of me sort of moment. So I don't know, it just kind of brought home the idea that it's one thing to have like infrastructure in place, which is obviously like crucial, but also like the mindsets of people in the city have to be open enough to like hear you when you express a need, you know? So for me, that's something that I work on, is like being open to hear people express their needs. And sometimes you can't always tell what people need, but if you're able to say that, then that's like a good first step kind of thing. As there's a need for like a certain amount of flexibility, right? And like to me, that touches on a cultural issue more than like a structural, like physical one. You know what I mean? So I don't know. For me, that's partially why we're doing workshops and trying to produce media and stuff, is because it seems like there's a cultural shift that is needed in order to make things.
For more information about Accessibilize Montreal, you can visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/access4MTL or email accessformtl@gmail.com. This is Emily Philipson, reporting for CKUT's News Collective.